Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. It is time, drum roll, for our taste test this week. Coffee. Yeah. So, without any further ado,
I went to 4 local places where you can get coffee drive-through, and I have 4 small black cups of coffee here. One came from Starbucks, one came from McDonald's, one came from Burger King, and the 4th came from Dunkin' Donuts. I guess it's now just Dunkin'.
Okay, let's start with number 1.
Okay.
They're in unmarked coffee mugs.
Yes, you move them into our coffee mugs. Okay, that doesn't hit you until afterwards. I don't know which one that is. It's got a strong aftertaste. It's kind of got a burnt aftertaste to it, too.
That's number 1.
I'm not a big fan of that one. Burnt
aftertaste.
You don't
like that one.
Okay, number 2. That one's a lot smoother. There's no aftertaste on it. It's got kind of an earthier taste to it.
So you like that one?
I like that one. That one's
better than the first one.
Yes. They're all dark, mm-hmm. You know, roast coffees. Better. I'm making notes here as we go along. Number 3. The hell is that? That doesn't even taste like coffee. Ugh. I do not like number 3 at all. That is the strong... Wow. That is the strongest of the 4. If you need a quick pickup, number 4 is, I'm going to put down here, strongest. It's very dark. There's no aftertaste, but you got a quick kick out of this one. Whatever this one is, this one... You know, I like coffee with a big kick to it. This one probably is my favorite. I'm just going to tell you. Okay, so I'm going to put strong, fave. All right, I've rated them the way that I like them. 2, 4, 3. All right. It's time for the reveal.
Okay. The first one you tried.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, this is kind of, you know, a really, you know.
Because you're a coffee aficionado.
I wouldn't say I'm a coffee aficionado. I just like my coffee first thing in the morning.
Every day. If he doesn't have his coffee, bad.
I didn't
bad
have
things.
One today.
Okay. First one
was
Dunkin' Donuts. Now, everybody says how great Dunkin' Donuts coffee is, but in a blind taste test,
I didn't like
you
that.
Weren't digging it.
That was number 3 on my, you know, out of 4.
Okay.
It had the burnt aftertaste to it. And by the way, let me look at this. I made notes from a price standpoint. Mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts was the smallest of the cups.
Mm-hmm.
That was only, what, like 6 ounces?
Yeah.
And it was $1.92 for it.
Okay.
Number 2.
Well, let's...
You want to jump around here on these?
Yeah, let's go to number 3.
Okay, number 3 was the one I absolutely did.
You really hated this one.
Oh my God, it was awful.
This is another one that people say is so good.
Which is it?
McDonald's.
I did not like that at all. Now, let me tell you, I know what happened. That store employee, I don't know if they were making some fresh or what the deal was, but I watched her.
You think it sat there for a long time?
I know.
It was the bottom?
No. Just the opposite. I watched her take the paper cup and put it up to the coffee machine, and it flowed directly from the machine right into the cup. And I asked her, I said, why'd you do that? And then, oh, by the way, there was an older pot with other coffee that she dumped into it to finish filling it up. She said she did that to hurry things up, is what her words were.
Okay.
Okay, so that was McDonald's, the one that was the absolute worst.
Yep.
Absolute worst. And they have two
that
versions.
That surprises me because you've been talking about how good McDonald's.
Well, they have two versions of two versions of coffee. They've got that's just regular dark roast coffee, and then they have this coffee Americano. But right. You know, for the purposes of this taste test,
well, they should all be good.
They should all be good. This is not.
Okay.
And maybe it was just because of the way that this employee handled the product.
Now, the last one you tried, you thought was pretty good.
The last one?
Yeah.
I wrote down as my favorite.
Better than number two?
Number two is okay. Number two is number two on my list.
Okay, let's talk about number two.
Okay, let's do number two then.
Number two you thought was pretty good.
It was okay. It was a lighter roast. There was not the dark, burnt aftertaste of number one.
You said it tasted like it was freshly ground.
It was just a good coffee.
Okay. That was Burger King. Which is the one you said when we were driving around that was the worst coffee ever. I would never have coffee at Burger King.
Okay, here's the deal. Burger King was the cheapest of them.
My Michael's cereal.
$1.09 for the small cup was the cheapest. And I'll tell you that...
So Burger King, good value, good coffee.
Good value, good coffee. That was BK.
Okay. So overall... Pretty good.
Are you telling me that I picked Starbucks as the best freaking coffee after all the horrible things we've said or I've said about Starbucks coffee over the years being just, you know, like dirt?
You damn yuppie.
Oh, my God. I picked Starbucks as the winner out of these four.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. You done with your bitching now about Starbucks?
Now, it's the strong... I told you it was the strongest give me a kick of coffee of the four.
Yeah, but you're the coffee aficionado.
So that's the way that I like it. Other people may not like it. Other people may like it, you know, with a little less kick to it.
And now that you
picked boy, I can
Starbucks...
feel it. Which one is four?
Okay. So since you picked Starbucks, now I'm going to call you the coffee Sherpa.
Oh, my Lord. Don't do that. So in order of my personal preference, number one was Starbucks.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm a redneck Yahoo, you know, country music loving.
Starbucks loving.
Good old boy.
Yeah.
And I like Starbucks is the best. Number two was Burger King.
Oh, my rowdy friends, they like the Starbucks.
Number two is Burger King. Number three was Dunkin'.
Yep.
And number four was that abomination from the McDonald's. And again, I think that may be as a result of the bad practices, the bad handling practices. All right, there you go.
We have some things to do now, which we will share with you next week.
Yeah, we're not telling you now.
Nah.
Nah, we don't want you hunting us down.
I know.
Especially the people from McDonald's.
Yeah, you're going to have your pictures going to be in their kitchen now.
Do not serve coffee to this man.
That might happen.
I can imagine.
Or worse. You better not go back there. You might find something floating around in your coffee.
All right, just stop.
You never know.
Enough already.
Shoot!
What is wrong with you?
Ciao, baby.
See ya.
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime. You can also hear interviews and highlights of previous shows 24/7 on foodnationradio.com and streaming live on the TuneIn Radio app. Join us every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern for the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty here on foodnationradio.com.